Let's get this party started. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:11 on this Friday, April 10th, coming to you live from Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. Great to be back. The last time we were here, Roger. Wow, those dudes are loud down there, aren't they?
I thought it was us.
Wow, Chuck Barrett's a little loud. We got to Chuck. Could you turn it down a little bit, Chuck, down there? There's another show going on here.
You popped him down. You know, if you could, Todd, call the Chuck and Bo Show.
Don't be too loud. Yeah.
Tell him to turn it down.
We're back at Oaklawn. The last time we were here, Roger, it was 73,000, a record-breaking day.
Yeah.
It was madness, but it was a lot of fun. Weather was great. Chris O always joins us when we're over here to start the show. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great to be back. You know, tonight we got the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. I'm emceeing that. Then this is the second year it's been over here, and had a reception last night at Mainline. And so you got in the Big Apple Blossom races this weekend. And so even though, you know, you've had the Arkansas Derby, you guys are still racing until May.
We are still racing until May, and we expect to have a really big day on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, Apple Blossom Day will get a big crowd as well.
That's right.
Good weather.
Yep.
We'll have the infield open, have all the kids zone out there. So, I mean, it should be a big day for us.
Y'all are due having some good weather days. You know, over the years, y'all have had plenty of bad ones. But to have the magnificent day, and I remember seeing you when I was walking off towards the end of Derby Day, just how madness that was, you know.
Maybe a little frantic.
Yeah, but that's what you want to have. You want to have that. I mean, yeah. I'm sure you'll go back and figure out, you know, if we have that bigger crowd again. I mean, you had lines everywhere, and that's what happens. But good to have that kind of problem.
It was.
You know?
It was a good day.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037, we'll have the whole crew. We call them the Oaklawn crew.
Is that the All-Star crew?
Oakland, no. I think we need more juice from you. Back in the studio, we've got Toddy Pierce filling in for Christian Weaver. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just did a Facebook Live out on the track. We'll go back out there about 7 o'clock and show the horses out there. I tell you, every time I do that, Chris, I get a huge response because people love seeing it.
It's such
a unique deal. As I mentioned tonight, is the Sports Hall of Fame. So we'll have Lewis Sella. Normally we have all you guys come by, Chris, Wayne Smith, Zach, everybody, Nancy, Dave, Jason. But we'll have Lewis Sella, who is going in tonight. He is 60 years old. He is the great-grandson of the original founder of Oaklawn back in 1904. I think it was his grandfather and his great-uncle.
I think so,
and,
yeah,
of course, his dad went to the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. The late Charles Sella went to the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame in 2008. I think he's a different guy than what his dad was. I never was around him, but it's what I heard. But I tell you, they're tall drinks of water, and I tell you what Lewis has done. I mean, this track and this resort is, you know, I saw in the paper, Dad, I don't know if you saw that. You know, now, if his dad could come back and look at what this place is, where you never have to leave. You get your hotel room, you swim a little bit, you get your spa, you come out and watch the horses, you can lay some bets, you can play some, you know, card games, and then, you know what, then you go have a great dinner, and you never leave the property.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's if these walls could talk as well.
Last night, I got a chance for Roger to go around. Buck James is going in. Lee Hardman, remember, he was such a good coach, and good to see a lot of the faces. I saw Greg Hatcher last night, Steve Qualls in the gang, and so it's always a good night. It's cool to be back here at Oaklawn for that event.
Great article on Alex Collins.
I saw his mom last night, and we'll go over some of his stats.
Sure.
He's one of only three running backs in the history of the SEC to do, I think it's 1,000 yards for the three seasons.
First three games. It is games. No, he was 1,000 yards for the first three seasons.
I think he was the first guy to go 100 yards per game the first three games.
First three games, he's one of only three guys to do
1,000.
Yeah.
And really good.
Him and
D-Mac and Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have come back and broke all the records, but he didn't. Of course, tragically killed in a motorcycle wreck at age 28. His mom was there last night. I saw her. Remember, she was the one, Chris, that did not want him to come to Arkansas. He's from South Florida. And she wanted him to go to Miami, so she would not sign back then. You had to do a letter of intent. And she stole the letter of intent and hit.
Well, and the funny part is, reading when you forget so many things, the part that I picked up on was that she probably breathed a sigh of relief when Bielema left Wisconsin.
Recruited
him from there, you know, and then now he's at Arkansas.
That's right.
For his mom to go, I thought I was done. She didn't say that. I just thought I was done with that dude. Maybe I could get him back here now, you know.
Yeah. And so and she bought a lot of family.
She took off with the agreement.
Family members with her last night. And so anyway, that's always a good event. And having it over here, if they haven't had, of course, Dwayne Lucas also being honored.
He is,
posthumously,
yeah.
Just like Alex. And I think his wife is going to be here. I think it's his
family,
wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously Hall of Famer, not only in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, he's in the Horse Racing Hall of Fame. So Van Compton's another one, Roger. She coached volleyball at ULR forever. Yeah. I mean, I have to go back off the top of my head, but she's a great inductee. So Nathan Brown, UCA, is going in this year as well. Guy that was a little bit before me, Peter Doohan, who was a great tennis player at Arkansas. Also, you have the Masters going on, and Chris, that's another thing you can watch. You know, if you're a golfer, you can come in and watch all the TVs pop out there.
We'll have a few TVs with it on for sure.
Yeah. Roger, it was weird. Roger not being here last night doing his trivia. Rory McIlroy, obviously had a good day yesterday. When I think the last time he started this well, I think he's good. You know, he's won it, but he's got a lot to go. You usually don't win it on the first day. I heard your Acre talking about it yesterday. You can lose it on the first day, but a lot of times you don't need to try to win it on the first day. I was going to mention also too today something new for us. Ella McDowell starts today. She is the third baseman for the Razorbacks, Chris, and we've been able to have a player on the team for the last 4 years now, and they've come so close to getting the World Series in Oklahoma City. And so anyway, that starts today. She's a stud, superstar, so looking forward to having her. And then make sure, too, racing is today, first post time, 12:45,
right? That's right.
And I think, unlike, you can't get a hotel room if you wait till the weekend on Derby Day, but you might find some.
Maybe not tonight.
Because you've got the Sports Hall of Fame, but maybe you can call and find out tomorrow night. You certainly should be.
I think we're pretty booked up.
Even tomorrow night.
Yeah. I do.
And how many weeks we got left of racing exactly? Is it four?
We go to May 2nd.
Is it four?
4 weekends counting this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything going on in the casinos that we need to know about? Any promotions?
We're still getting people signing up for the Bronco giveaway.
Yeah. When is that coming up?
That's May 2nd. So we'll have casino entries and we'll have racing entries, and we'll come together right before the Kentucky Derby, and we'll have at least 16 qualifiers out there, and then they'll draw from a drone.
Have you seen it?
Who wins. It's sweet.
I parked. I didn't stay here last night, so I parked across the street. It's right there at the track entrance when you come in. It's right
up
sitting out
front.
Right up there. Yeah, right
facing
up front.
Central.
It's a beautiful vehicle, man.
Yeah,
it's pretty
black.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
And I do want to say, I know that some ladies are really upset with us right now because they get excited when we come to Oakland because they know at 6:05 they get to see Mr. Cavs.
Yeah.
And Chris asked us. Yeah. He requested that we not show his calves on camera. So right now, ladies, you cannot see the super calves.
Can't do it, and that's a lot of it. It's like the Seinfeld episode. Where George is a hand model, and he's getting them insured. Have you insured the calves?
I have not. No.
Okay.
No.
Wow.
So
they're still the people's.
You know? Yeah,
the people's calves.
Today is National Siblings Day. You got siblings, Chris?
I did. He passed away. Yeah.
And how old was he when he passed?
Let's see. He was 23, 22.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's been
that.
A long time ago.
Yeah. That's
amazing how time flies.
That's a tough one. Roger's got 18 siblings. How many siblings you got?
I have six, and my oldest passed. It'll be 2 years May 4th.
And what do you rank in the hierarchy?
I'm number five of six.
Number five of six.
The interesting part is if we are not a Catholic family and to have, that many kids, I always, because some of my, a lot of my Catholic friends, I thought, wow, you've got brothers and sisters too, but, and then you come to find out that not a lot of people practice that in Catholicism anymore, having that many kids and doing that anymore. So, but I've got six. I love them all. Randy, Barbara, Larry, Tammy, and Michael is the youngest.
And then Roger, with a big family, you're not always going to get along all the time. You have those bumps in the road.
You know what? And that's a sad thing. But I have made strides with my sister Tammy.
So proud of you.
Well, it's 100%. You don't have any.
I know, I have none.
Which was a bad thing in that regard. But you got everything at Christmas you wanted.
Never got told no.
He threw a fit. He was 30 years old, threw a fit at Disney for his mom and dad to buy him a movie quality wolf mask.
There's Ramo Quet down there. Let me remind everybody, though, when it came time to, hey, Time to mow the yard. Time to take out the trash. There was nobody else.
Oh, that's great.
Excellent
point.
Excellent
point.
That was always.
You didn't get to draw straws.
No,
you got
it was
the trash.
Yeah.
Excellent point. I at least got to do that.
Yeah. Now, Todd, how many total siblings do you have, Toddy Pierce?
I have six.
Wow. Just like
well,
Roger Dodger.
I come from a broken home, but if you want to,
yeah.
If you count all the different, you know, step, yes, and half relations, I have six.
Okay, you know, someone pointed that out to me not too long ago. So you have some bonus siblings.
Yes.
Bonus.
Yeah,
that's
woman,
better than, like, broken. You know,
it, yeah, well, you know what? Because the lady, when I said, oh, yeah, you have a wonderful stepdaughter, she goes, I don't like that word. Well, it was the daughter that told me such and such was your stepmom.
Yeah.
So when I went and talked, I said, you have a wonderful stepdaughter. She goes, I don't like that word. I call her my bonus daughter. So I looked right at her and said, you have a wonderful bonus daughter.
Uh-huh.
You know, and next time, I'll just keep telling myself.
Yeah, there
sun,
you go.
The sun is coming up. I love seeing the sun coming up.
Isn't
on
that
the
a
track.
Good,
yeah,
good
it,
shot right
yeah,
there.
It sure is. It's also National Farm Animals Day. I do not joke. Have you ever been around a farm animal? Did you ever grow up?
Yeah.
You did?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what farm animal do you remember?
Goats.
All right.
Cows.
So did you milk a cow?
No.
Okay.
I didn't get
did you
that
milk
closer.
A goat?
Donkeys.
You had all that. So
my wife's parents, they have a farm in Batesville.
Okay, I sort of feel like Roger that we sort of messed up people who sort
well,
of
that's why
up
I gave us the opportunity to be in 4-H, and either you took it or you didn't. You know, and the closest I got to have farm animals was reading Charlotte's Web, man.
Oh, that's it.
And that marvelous pig.
What is the most difficult for those people that are on farms? What's the most difficult like chore to do? The thing that I hated doing that. Is it the milking the cow? Is it something else?
I mean, kind of listening to my wife's parents is giving birth to the cows, and like if something goes wrong,
yeah,
or something goes crazy, like especially with the horses too.
Yes,
it's like it's kind of an ordeal.
I've seen that. I don't want any part of that. You know, we've been up there, Roger, for the with the Bradshaws. Remember they had that thing where. They're reaching up, and that these are horses now, which they probably have to do here
to help breed.
Sometimes turn them around.
The little jumping goats are very popular.
Those are wild, dude. Yeah. When you see goats in trees, and you go, man.
And they faint too, don't they?
No, that's right. They just fall over.
Absolutely.
It's called the LeBron flop. I think is what they do.
The other thing that we always have to ask when we come over here, Ralph Schuster is our salesperson for. He's got the Oakland account. Ralph, how did you do last night in the Oakland Casino? Usually, Ralph always wins.
So. Usually, it's always.
He usually always. That's why he looks a little down.
But here's the deal.
He does look a little beat up this morning.
Yes.
Come on, Ralph.
That's a veteran move. He might not have
to
report everything.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. I've already seen. We hear farm animals on the bus every day. There you go. I've milked a cow a time or two. Very nice. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number here at Oakland. I think we're over here one or two more times. Of course, I did see the announcement too, Chris, that you guys are looking, according to Louis Sella, and Jason will tell us that in a minute. Maybe moving some of the dates again.
We are.
Which I think is always a good idea. You're trying to find, you know, what's the best.
The
fit.
Best thing that works for the fans, the
horses. Horses,
yeah.
And so, so that's exciting. Again, it's it's adapting. That's why tonight at the Sports Hall of Fame, you think of where this place has come since 1904 and what it's become, and it's something that when I bring in the Brewers Award winners, I'll probably mention this tonight is that. You know, sometimes you forget until you bring somebody in from out of state and they get here for the first time. They're like, wow. There's a perception in Arkansas, it can't be great because it's in Arkansas. And some people don't know the history of Hot Springs and all that. And so that's why you got to give credit to Lewis and all you guys, Wayne and all of you, and Eric Jackson and everybody who has built this thing up to what it is today.
Yeah,
I think, Roger, I've been doing this show. We've been coming over here 22 years with this show. And then before that, you and Tommy, I'm sure, were doing it. And Stanley and I did it for a couple of years. So it's, 25 years of coming over here. And, isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
I know.
Well, you know what? And for somebody like myself,
I'm really
Jason,
old,
who's
yeah.
lived here and done it as well. Are you from here?
No.
Okay. I didn't think
not
you were.
Not
at least I couldn't remember. Is that for us to see the change that has happened on this campus, since I was in high school. I mean, several of the friends that I know that come to play trivia with us on Thursday. Mike Garner, Kenny Elster, some of those other guys. I don't think Qualls did. Their job was they had a race season job, was to come in here at night after the races, clean up everything, clean up and do all that, and then they'd be at school the next day, you know, that sort of thing. So they did that for a while. So all those things, you pay $2 to get in, you know.
That was changing,
I mean, this, it's hard for me to even remember what this space,
right, used to be. Yeah, this used to be the prime spot to make your bet. They had the bank of
this whole main line area.
It was the first one you would come into. You used to, you would see it.
Yeah, all the mutual tellers are right over
there. That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just a smart move to take that space and make it usable. Yeah.
Before we go to break here, someone says regarding farm tours, shoveling out chicken houses has to be up there pretty high on the list.
Oh,
terrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
Someone asked, is Oakland going to book some more concerts coming up?
Yeah, we got some.
I know you got one.
Rick Springfield, May 1st.
Is this still got tickets available?
I think there's a few
available.
I mean, I think there's a few available. I think they're going to be going pretty quick here as we get closer to the day.
That's
going to
be a great concert. Nancy, somebody says, Nancy Holtz, does turkey call anyone? Yeah, Nancy does the turkey call.
She does.
A turkey. Well, always a pleasure, Chris. We'll take a break, come back, we'll visit with Jason Milligan and find out what's going on with horse racing again.
You bet.
12:45 today.
That's right.
And then what about
12:45 first post.
All the rest of the week, the weekend.
Rest of the weekend.
Infill is open. Kids stuff. If you want to bring your kids,
that's right. Bring them out.
Yeah.
Wear them out. Take a nap. That's what I say.
Well, let me tell you what. It was magnificent. Well, if you didn't want to stand in line, maybe not, but just to see the weather and how perfect. Congratulations on a new record.
Yeah. There's good energy out there.
And you got a horse that's the favorite to win the Kentucky Derby.
That's right.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.